Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Well, the first thing those joining us here on the radio side of our program, that's tuning in through 92.3 FM, let's welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. I'm glad to have all of you with us. On this Sunday afternoon, as we're getting ready for another day on this holiday weekend, I have a very special treat that's joining us. We have the brothers with us today. We have David, Nate, and Johnny of the Welch Brothers. They're making their first appearance here on the program to talk to us not only about their love of music, but also what it's been like for them to share that with all of you. Guys, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thanks, Cyrus. Good to be here.
Hey, glad to have you guys with us. I know you guys have been really busy. When you and I first connected, I think through Twitter, and then started our email correspondence, you guys were kind of traveling around. David, let me start with you. What has it been like for you as you've been out there on the road sharing your music with the world? What has it been like seeing the response?
Well, Cyrus, you know what? We love being with people. That's the way we were raised, and it doesn't matter if there's 10 people in a coffee shop or if we're in front of 2,000 in a stadium, and that really, we thrive on that. So,
yeah.
So getting to connect with fans and with new faces all over the place is really what we live for. So.
Wow. Well, you know what, and I'm sure they feel the same way. Johnny, what about for you? As you've been out on the road, I know you guys have kind of literally been from coast to coast. What has it been like for you to see the way that people are responding to the music?
We really love it when people connect to a song. You can always tell when a song is connecting with the audience and when you have a positive response and it's touching people. We had this song called The High Five for the Hurting that one of our dear friends, Lauren Christie, wrote in Shy Carter. And sometimes when we sing it, it's really cool to see how it affects people. So
yeah.
It's really rewarding. That's what we're here for.
Well, one thing that I noticed is that you all, I mean, you really do not only, I think, connect with your fans that you meet out on the road, but you're very, you know, very close to your friends online as well. Nate, you know, the way that I connected initially for this interview was actually through Twitter. I use social media to be able to reach out to you guys about a conversation on the show. And, you know, what has it been like for you to not only be able to go and travel, Nate, but to be able, with just a few clicks, to be able to connect with your fans around the world?
Man, that is so cool. You know, with all the social media changes in today's day and age, to be able to spread music out, you know, we've been, you know, starting our career here without a label, without management, and Twitter and Facebook has really allowed us to, like you said, spread our music that we spend a lot of hard work and time on creating and spread it out to people all over. So it's been really cool. I mean, that's one advantage we have for launching a career now versus 30 years ago, but we are big fans of music from the 70s as well, but
yeah. Well, you know, I think, you know, thanks to social media, as you were saying, Nate, I think people are able to enjoy different generations of music. So, David, let's go back a little bit. When did you guys first realize that music was going to be your thing? I mean, you guys are really brothers. So when did you all realize that you all wanted to be able to share your love of music as a group?
Well, Cyrus, we're going to have to go back pretty far because our father actually was a traveling professional vocalist back in the 80s. And
okay, we seem to have lost our connection there with the guys. We're going to work to get that back. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with the Welch Brothers, David, Nate, and Johnny. They're making their first appearance here on our program. I started off the conversation talking with them about the experience. They've literally been touring this country, sharing their music with the world. I was asking them at the beginning of the show what that experience has been like. And then, of course, thanks to social media, like when I was able to connect with them for this interview, I was asking them what was it like for them to be able to see the way that social media is able to bring their fans together. I think we have our connection back with the guys. We're going to try to get them back there. Hello, David. Can you hear us okay? Hello, David. Can you hear us? Hello, David. Are you there? Okay, we're going to keep trying to get that connection fixed. It seemed to have had a little problem with the connection there, so we'll keep trying to get that fixed. For those who are just tuning in, the single you guys are going to be hearing here in a little while is The Way I Was Raised. It's one of the singles that I heard of the Welch Brothers. We're going to actually talk to them about the inspiration for that song, as well as I mentioned them being on tour. You guys are going to be able to find out how you can stay in contact with them as well. You know, sometimes on live radio you have these situations where, especially when you're trying to connect via the phone, sometimes you have calls that drop or sometimes you have disconnections, so we're going to try to get that fixed for them. What we'll do, though, in the meantime is we'll go ahead and listen to the single, The Way I Was Raised. We'll be right back with Conversations Live. Stay with us.
Definition of a good time, well, it might be different than yours. My definition of paradise might look a little bit more, oh yeah, yeah, like a radio crank to 11 on a country road. Yeah, it's a rolling stone. When I say bank, you think of money, but I'm talking about the riverside. When I say sweet, you think of honey, but I'm talking about the pretty girl by my side. And I'm never gonna quit it, never gonna give it, never gonna change these ways. If that light's too bright to take,
yeah.
the Welch Brothers here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners and online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com. I think we have our connection back with the guys now. We are joined by David, Nate, and Johnny. They've been talking to me already about not only the love of music, but what it's been like for them to share it with all of you. Also, we talked a little bit about social media and what it's been like for them to have that connection with their fans as well. You know, we're going to be letting you guys know, for those who are just hearing about the brothers for the first time, we'll let you know how you can stay in contact with them, as well as where you may be able to find them on the road as well. As you heard them talk about, you know, one of the great things about the internet especially has been the way that they've been able to connect with people that they don't know. And as you know, as I have been able to find out on this program as well, you know, the internet definitely does open up many doors for artists out there that are trying to be known. Guys, you know, we just heard the single. We know we were having some problems there with the connection. We just heard the single, The Way I Was Raised. David, I want to throw this back to you as you're talking about the beginnings of your career in music. You know, has this made it all worthwhile? Has all the hard work, has it made it worthwhile to know that your music is being heard all around the world?
Oh, absolutely, and thanks for bearing with me. I'm not used to this new iPhone software yet.
Oh, no problem, no problem.
I'm the old geezer brother, so they make fun of me. They won't even let me touch the phone now, but you know what? The truth of the matter is it's all about the connection, right? So
yeah.
We've had people come up to us and say that a particular lyric in a song has really changed the trajectory of their life. And I guess that makes us more stewards of what we've been given, the gifts that we've been given by God, than making it our own art, even.
And it's kind of crazy because David's a baritone, Nate's a tenor, and I'm a bass. And so it's really cool that we were almost designed for this.
Yeah, and it's been, it has, like the boys said, it's been really fun to be able to do what we love and see it affect people positively, and that really makes all of it worthwhile.
Yeah. You know, Nate, there's an interesting lyric in that song, and that's why I decided to play that one. I mean, I think people these days, we have such a weird view of what success looks like. And we view success by things more so than, I think, satisfaction or being happy. You know, do you think that having your brothers with you, Nate, has made success more real, in that just being able to do what you love, that is really what being a success is?
Yeah, I mean, you said it. Like, there's a lot of voices out there, you know, trying to tell you what success is, and the reality is, I mean, I was on the road for 3 years in a band, and was good friends with the guys, but, you know, getting to pursue this with, you know, my best friends, and getting to play music with, you know, our brothers, and as David mentioned, we're kind of raised in it. Like, our dad was a professional gospel singer when we were kids, and it definitely feels like something that we were all just created to do. And, you know, like you said, Cyrus, it's not about winning that Grammy or, you know, selling a million albums. It's just about finding success in
fulfilling your purpose.
Yeah, fulfilling your purpose. And we feel like we're definitely on track with that. And definitely appreciate you encouraging us, man. That's cool to hear.
Oh, yeah, well, definitely. You know, and you guys just said, I mean, what is one of my favorite things to talk about on this show, and that is the fulfillment of a purpose. That's what I really have based this show on over the years, and I think that's what people need. I mean, I want to go to you, Johnny, for a moment, because one of the things I noticed when I first posted on Facebook today about you guys coming on is, you know, you guys have a good variety and good demographics of your audience as well, you know, young as well as those, you know, our age, I guess you would say, that are listening to you guys. You know, are you feeling that type of satisfaction knowing that you're setting a positive example, being with your brothers, doing what you love, and really finding what it really means to do it? Are you feeling as though you're setting an example for what is possible for them and not so much what they may hear about as far as what it takes to be popular?
An example for who?
Yeah, a good example for your listeners, especially your younger listeners.
Well, yeah, that's what we hope for, and I think that, wait, David's wanting to say something. Hold on,
not to interrupt. I was just going to say we actually just had a concert last week that really plays into that. We were invited by Rockland High School in California and the school district to come in to do a benefit concert for the Every 15 Minutes program, and that is a program that focuses on a community free of drug and alcohol abuse. And so they wanted us to come in because we write our songs specifically to have values based. And so it went really well, and they had some people there that were really touched.
And we do love that can reach all ages and all kinds of people. And that's one of the things that we do shoot for, is to just reach out to everybody, because God loves everybody and we love everybody,
right.
And we want to be there for our listeners.
Well, I think that song, guys, that we played here, "The Way I Was Raised," says a whole lot, because it really is. You can tell by this conversation. I mean, what you guys have become and who you are is because of your upbringing. It's because of, you know, being able to have someone that you can listen to. And I think that in itself sets a great example for other people as well. Again, everyone, I'm speaking to the Welch brothers. David and Nate and Johnny are joining us live and talking with us not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for them to share it with all of you. And really one of the benefits of that is just that. As David mentioned there, of course, being able to go out to California and to be able to be a part of something bigger than themselves and to show people what's possible, I think that's such a great thing. Nate, where's the best place for our listeners to go? I know we got the single online. Our listeners can get it for only $1, "The Way I Was Raised." But where's the best place for them to go, Nate, to be able to stay in contact with you as well as to be able to support the music?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find this. If you Google the Welch Brothers, just remember, just like the juice, WELCH. But we're on, you know, twitter.com/Welch Brothers or facebook.com/The Welch Brothers. We're also at thewelchbrothers.com. But we should be posting a little bit later tonight for this song that you just played, Cyrus, "The Way I Was Raised," something called Tweet for a Track. So make sure to check back in on our Twitter later tonight.
Facebook or Tweet for a free track.
And, yeah, so we'll be making that downloadable for free.
Oh, cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so they definitely want to make sure they are following you guys on Twitter, that at Welch Brothers is where they can find you there. Again, the single that you guys heard here is "The Way I Was Raised." You know, David, I want to throw this question to you. You know, I think one of the things we try to do on this show is not only to share positive examples about what's possible like you guys, but also give some advice from our guest as well. What would you say, David, looking at your success as a group and looking at what you all have been able to do, what advice would you have for our listeners about the importance of realizing what their passion is and living up to that passion?
Trust your heart and keep your head down and work hard. Nothing comes for free. And we realize that sometimes the best things take a long time to come into fruition. And so don't get discouraged by the voices of "you can't," because you can. You've been given the tools and you've been surrounded by people who can instill in you the ability to make something that's excellent.
And never stop praying.
Yeah, but it's the valleys that shape us, man. We've all three of us boys have gone through a lot of hard things in our life, and we have been blessed. But you know, it's about coming out of the hard times and letting that shape you into who you are, and moving forward from there, and you know, never giving up.
Right. I think that is so true. And, guys, thanks a lot for sharing with us, and congratulations on all the continued success. Again, David, Nate, and Johnny, the Welch Brothers, are our guests. Make sure you guys are visiting their website at thewelchbrothers.com, and look out for them on Twitter as well. They have some great things, including free music coming up, as they said, tonight at Welch Brothers, where you can find them there. Guys, thank you so much for taking out the time this Sunday afternoon, and we look forward to the next conversation with you.
Woo!
Thanks, Cyrus.
Hey, glad to do it. And we'll be staying in contact with you guys on Twitter. Now, for those of you who are just tuning in, and if you came in late and missed part of the show, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free, and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. On the radio side, we're going to take a break here at the top of the hour. I'll be speaking with actress Devin Nikki Thomas. She'll let you guys know what's coming up next for her. For our online listeners joining us through blogtalkradio.com, you guys have to change channels, as it were, and go over to www.blogtalkradio.com/conversation pieces, and you'll be able to hear the next part of the show. Until then, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of our program. You all make it a great afternoon.